1958. Production continued to inch upward, with 9,168 convertibles rolling off the line in 1958, enough to generate Corvette's first profit. Externally, chrome was used extensively. New for 58 were dual headlights trimmed with chrome connected to a chrome strip that ran back across the top of the fenders. Two simulated air ducts located low in the front fenders and larger bumpers connected to the frame rather than the fiberglass body. Simulated vents added to the cove behind the front wheel wells and twin chrome strips became that year's distinguishing features. In addition, the Corvette's distinctive grille was reduced from 13 teeth to 9. Some models came with hubcaps instead of wheel discs, and body paint was improved from enamel to acrylic lacquer. The body grew 9 inches longer, while width expanded by more than 2 inches. Weight went up 200 pounds to total more than 1.5 tons for the first time. Inside the cockpit, new body panels and upholstery, including carpets, were added. All dashboard instruments were centralized directly in front of the driver, including a 160 mile per hour speedometer and a 6,000 RPM tachometer. A central console was added, incorporating heater controls, clock and signal-seeking AM radio. Seat belts were factory installed for the first time. In terms of power, the fuel-injected 283 cubic inch V8 engine was now capable of producing 290 horsepower. Overall, 5 engine options were offered. Meanwhile, back at General Motors headquarters, designer Harley Earl retired and Bill Mitchell became the corporation's chief stylist. At the time, Mitchell had been developing the XP700, a custom-built, highly modified model with a long oval nose, twin-bubble plastic roof, and a rear design that would later be adapted to the 1961 model. Work also began on the Q Corvette that incorporated a rear-mounted transaxle and fully independent suspension. That prototype's lower, sleeker lines eventually would be adapted to the next Corvette generation, the 1963 Stingray. On a competitive circuit, two Corvettes were entered into the Sebring Grand Prix of Endurance, making that the last road race with official factory participation. And Duntov, driving a Corvette SS, hit 183 miles per hour at GM's Proving Grounds in Arizona.